Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Amy Holmes. Continuing now on that economic report, the headline is very simple. For the first time in 15 months, the unemployment rate dipped from 9.5 to 9.4%. And the number of jobs that were trimmed last month was the smallest number in a year. Continuing to talk about what this means for the economy, Kelly Evans joins us, Wall Street Journal economics reporter. We were talking to you at the top of the hour somewhat humorously, but these are serious numbers, and there's a lot to look at here.
Yeah, the unemployment report, today's monthly report, is really one of the main pieces of data people look at to get a sense of what's happening in the economy. And it was really only in the last two recessions, which were relatively mild in 2001 and 1990, that it even sort of broke down the relationship between jobs and growth and led to the jobless recovery, which a lot of people are now worried about. But before we sort of jump to that conclusion, I will say that what today's report suggests is that the labor market is seeing the same sort of stabilization that broader economic output is seeing. You know, as people may have heard, GDP fell at about a 6% annualized rate over the last 6 months, sort of the end of last year, beginning of this year, and then declined only at a 1% rate in the second quarter. And
so unemployment is a lagging indicator, but it is confirming other established trends in the economy.
Exactly. I think that we're not necessarily getting conflicting signals here. I mean, both seem to indicate that the sharp pace of decline that we saw when the recession intensified last September has now come to an end.
Slight uptick in the work week was reported last month. What does that mean?
It basically means that people are working a few more hours. There are a couple gauges here, forward-looking gauges that were encouraging as well. So the work week increased a little bit. It maybe means that employers are saying, you know, we're not ready to hire people, but we do need a couple more people to stick around, help us with production. You know, we're seeing maybe more than we had anticipated. There was a decline in temporary workers last month, but it was much smaller than we had seen in the past. So that's also usually an early sign that maybe they're looking to keep temporary people around before they're willing to commit to a full-time hire.
Hourly wages up more than 2% year to year. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's one of these things where, you know, I will tell you, as it becomes clear that the recession has ended, it will soon begin to talk about inflation. These figures usually are used to help give us an idea of what's happening there, and they suggest that inflation is still not a threat. That 2% gain basically, in my opinion, just sort of helps show that at least wages aren't falling right now.
All right, well, we're under a minute here. What sector really performed well, and where were things really, really weak in just a few seconds?
Healthcare and government added jobs again. Construction, unfortunately, was really weak. There, overall, though, the tone of the report, again, shows that a lot of the pain is behind us, and now the big question is, will we be able to add jobs and get a recovery, you know, forming out of this?
Well, optimism from Kelly Evans, who we've always thought of as a hopeful young reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Kelly, thanks so much.
Sure.
Again, just to recap, unemployment numbers released this morning from the Labor Department just about 40 minutes ago. Employers cut back on layoffs, just 247,000 jobs. The unemployment rate itself in July dipped from 9.5 to 9.4%. Positive news.
Well, now we take